Today, the United Nations Security Council passed a resolution demanding Sudan rein in the Arab militias that have forced more than 1 million people from their homes in the Darfur region. The vote was 13-0 with 2 abstentions. The Bush administration had to rewrite the resolution several times to get the diplomatic victory. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, critics fear the message it sends to Sudan isn't powerful enough.
Though the U.S. Congress and many advocacy groups say Darfur is a modern-day genocide, diplomats at the U.N., including Germany's Gunter Ploeger, said the talks on a resolution on Sudan were arduous.
While this council has been deliberating, the suffering, the killing, and the dying in Darfur have continued.
The U.S. had trouble pushing its initial draft through the council. A U.S. official said Arab states would have preferred to deal with the Islamic government of Khartoum in quiet diplomacy and not through a public U.N. vote. Russia, which sells MiG fighter jets to Sudan, and China, which has major oil interests there, were among many council members opposed to the threat of sanctions. In the end, the U.S. dropped the word sanctions, but the State Department's special advisor on Sudan, Michael Ranenberger, believes the message was still clear, that Sudan must act within 30 days or face further measures.
The resolution is actually stronger the way it's written because it refers to measures under Article 41. And Article 41 says that the measures may include complete or partial interruption of economic relations and of rail, sea, air, postal, telegraphic, radio, and other means of communication and severance of diplomatic relations.
Russia went along with the final version. China and Pakistan were the only Security Council members to abstain. Sudan's ambassador accused the U.S. of overplaying the crisis and spelled out an elaborate theory about how Sudan has fallen victim to U.S. domestic politics. Ambassador El-Fati Erwa insisted Sudan is implementing the pledges it made to Secretary General Kofi Annan to allow more aid workers in and improve security in Darfur.
Sudan was not even given the time. We started in implementing, and we will keep implementing. And it's an obligation. We have to honor it. We will do the right thing regardless of the way we have been treated.
As he made those comments, reports of atrocities continued to trickle out of the remote provinces of Darfur in western Sudan. The African Union monitoring team said militias chained civilians together and burned them alive in one incident in Darfur this month. The U.S. accuses the Khartoum government of arming and organizing Janjaweed militias to wage Sudan's counterinsurgency campaign in Darfur. Ranenberger said when the Security Council meets again in 30 days, it will look carefully to see if Khartoum stops supporting the Janjaweed and takes action against field commanders.
At that point, it'll be hard to argue that the government needs any more time, and I think the council will have little choice other than to adopt specific measures.
Some members of Congress have called for international forces to be sent to Darfur, and Britain and Australia have suggested they could send troops, but there was no serious talk of that at the UN. The African Union says it still needs logistical support to get 300 troops on the ground to protect its monitors. The AU has suggested an eventual peacekeeping force. Ranenberger says the U.S. is encouraging it to do some planning. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.